You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm going to win because I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win because I'm going to get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Hey, Ashton and Mesa, welcome to Battle of the Buzz. You're on Team Alana today.
All right.
Yes.
That, and we've also got Jordan in Queen Creek. You are on Team Nico. Welcome to Battle of the Buzz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And up for grabs today, guys. Two Harkins movie passes to go see whatever you want, whenever you want. It's basically carte blanche. You can do whatever you want at Harkins, okay?
All right, awesome.
All right, let's get it going. Alana, you asked the question first last time. So Ashton and Alana, this question's for you. True or false? Chainsaws were originally invented to aid in childbirth.
Oh. I'm going to say false.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
What? Oh. That was probably the craziest thing I read all morning.
What? In what way?
Chainsaws were originally invented to aid in childbirth.
What would they do? Just play it really loud?
Cut her open, Bob!
Play it so loud you don't hear me screaming? I don't get it. All right, Nico and Jordan. Vermont, Alaska, Hawaii, and Maine are the only four states that do not allow billboards. Is that true or false?
I'll say true.
Yeah, I'll go with true.
It is true.
Yeah!
I don't see any outdoor advertisements there.
It's very hippie of them. Question number two, Ashton and Alana. How many letters are in the English alphabet?
26, yeah.
Woo! That's correct.
Good job. Yes. All right, Jordan and Nico. You can tell the age of a saguaro cactus by what? Its pricklies, its rings, or its height?
It's height.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure pricklies isn't their scientific word, but still, you knew what I was talking about.
I gotcha.
You know, some saguaro cactuses could live up to like 200 years.
Is that, I've heard like 400 years.
That's insane.
Maybe my math's off.
Crazy. It's all right. Hey, I'm with it. Once you hit 200 years, what's a number?
After that, put me to bed. All right, question number three, Ashton and Alana. One in every four Americans have done this in their lifetime. Is it A, been in a bar fight? Is it B, appeared on TV? Or is it C, gone to jail?
God, I want to see B on TV. Do you wonder?
Yeah.
TV?
TV or jail?
Yeah, I'm in between TV and jail, too. Let's go TV since it was our first.
Okay.
You are correct.
Oh, my gosh. Really? One in four?
Yeah.
Wow.
For as many bar fights as I've been in, I probably make up for a lot of the Americans that haven't been in bar fights.
And all the times I've been to jail.
There we go.
See, we average it out. All right, for the win, Jordan and Nico. Celebrities on the Golden Globes red carpet were repeatedly photobombed by a woman holding what?
It's not multiple choice.
Noob.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
I'm not sure.
Jordan, this girl has become an overnight celebrity because she was holding a tray that had Fiji water on it.
Yes, water bottles.
Yay! We won!
Yay.
Ashton, I am so sorry. Who would have thought chainsaws were used in childbirth?
No, that's a new one on me.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Bye.
Jordan, we won!
Yay, that's exciting. I never win anything.
Well, you know what? When you're on my team, you're likely to win half of the time. But we got it today. Two Harkins movie passes for you. Enjoy the movies, and thanks for playing today. And you can walk around with your head held high. Yeah! Another win on the board, Alana!
Tough one.
Take that.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.
Listen in, man.
On the new Camel at 107.9.